Our scripture lesson tonight actually comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 12 through 50. Let us listen for God's word. And this is a little bit longer passage of scripture, so we invite you to just to relax and listen. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal.
When it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and to say to him one after another, "Surely not I."
While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I tell you, I will never drink again the fruit of the vine until the day I drink it anew in the kingdom of God."
When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Jesus said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same.
They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again Jesus went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to Jesus at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. All of them deserted him and fled. We'd like to invite you to sit with this music, or with these words for a few minutes, and to pay attention to what you heard in this reading tonight. all of them deserted him and fled. All of the disciples who gathered with Jesus for the Passover meal. Judas, who shared in that meal and then disappeared from the gathering and showed up again later, leading a crowd with swords and clubs that the religious authorities had sent. Peter and James and John, whom Jesus asked to watch and pray with him in his time of need, and yet fell asleep as their friend sat alone, grieved and scared of the coming events. Peter, the one who said, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." He would go on to deny Jesus three times before deserting him. It should be no wonder then that when they were in the garden, Jesus said to Peter, James, and John, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And then went a little further and threw himself on the ground and prayed for another way than the one that was going to happen. Three times he asked God to remove the cup he was about to drink, and yet somehow mustered the strength to pray, "Not what I want, but what you want." All of them deserted him and fled. It's one thing to describe all of this. It's another when we let this story remind us of the fear that all of this evokes in us, the fear of abandonment. What is it like to feel the fear of abandonment, let alone be abandoned? Abandonment typically refers to the act of leaving or deserting someone or something, often in a manner that suggests a lack of care or responsibility. Is that how we are to hear the story tonight? That the disciples somehow had a responsibility for Jesus? Perhaps. They left their nets, they followed him, they stuck by him over 3 years of his ministry, and after all of that, all the preaching and teaching, exorcisms and healings, now they leave? Perhaps that says something about them and about us too. "We'll stick with you, but only to a point. But we won't let you know what's the deal breaker until it happens. You'll just be left holding the bag and we'll give up our responsibility." Or maybe this story shows us the disciples' lack of care for Jesus. We certainly know what that's like. Parents who neglect their children, friends who don't make time for people who need to talk or need a visit. I saw another one of those heart-wrenching commercials recently about abandoned animals, how we humans neglect and abuse them. Tammy makes me change the channel every time one of those things comes on. All of them deserted him and fled. It seems that the story is inviting us to consider how we're afraid of abandonment as well as how we have abandoned others. But it's not enough just to consider it or confess it. The point of tonight and tomorrow isn't simply to admit that we have left or deserted people and animals and creation. The point is to put ourselves in the place of the abandoned, to walk with them so that we too know what it's like to feel their abandonment, to feel like everyone else has deserted them and fled because they are somehow outside the norm. Until we hear the experience of people and animals and all of creation for whom the phrase, "all of them deserted him and fled," is their daily reality. It isn't enough to go through the events of Holy Week and simply feel bad. The point is that we hear the invitation of God to go with Jesus through the events of this night and Good Friday, confessing our lack of care and our lack of responsibility, and hearing Jesus' invitation to change our hearts and our lives, to become what Mark calls disciples of hope and justice and abundant life among those who fear abandonment all the time. That's when we begin to pray with Jesus in solidarity with the suffering of the world. That's when we will know that we are truly facing the fear of abandonment and even to working to cast it out. not simply in the way we know we are loved and experience God's presence and grace, but also and equally when we listen to the lives of those who have been lost and left out and left behind, and then stay with them as Christ's body, so that they too can know that they're not alone, but rather embraced by God's presence and grace, hope and justice. Amen.